Good morning. And for me, again, it's a blessing and a privilege to be here with you all on such a beautiful day. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, again this morning, we thank you. Lord, we're so thankful that we can call you our God. We're so thankful that we can have you living within us. And I just pray again that as we look at your word and as we listen to your word today, we'd be able to apply it to our hearts and to our needs. And Lord, that it would also stimulate spiritual growth in us. Lord, again, we thank you and we praise you, and especially for your son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Now, today I'm not going to speak about the topic that I was assigned at the last brothers meeting. Not that one. I was thinking of yesterday when Brother Earl was talking about taking notes in brothers' meetings. So I took the notes. I took notes at brothers' meeting last time again for my own personal use, and I was given a topic. We, the Pentecostals, was the topic that I was assigned. And I don't know why everybody looked at me like that, but that's what I was assigned. Now, I'm not going to do that, but I am glad that we're planning to talk about it, because I think it's always important for us to answer, who are we, and are we alive? I think it's important that we answer those questions, even though as the title that I was assigned there, I think that sounds a little bit like, I would say, an identity crisis. But hopefully that's not where we are. But it is important to understand who we are. CPR. What's CPR? Cardiopulmonary resuscitation. That's what it stands for. Cardio has to do with the heart. Pulmonary has to do with lungs, with the lungs. And of course, resuscitation has to do with resurrecting. Now, I want to talk about CPR, but I also want to talk especially about CSR, which you might imagine is cardio spiritual resuscitation. Now, I'd like for us to turn to Matthew chapter 28. And I think those are verses that we probably all know. Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, talking about the disciples, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Now, I'd like for us to notice whose power and in whose name and in whose commands. It's very important. We are called to a work here on earth, but it isn't our power. It's not our commands. It's not our agenda. It's God's. And I think it's very important for us to recognize that as we look at this. Now, going to James chapter 5, which is sort of the first verses that I was looking at on this. James chapter 5, we'll start to read there in verse 16. It says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save his soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. And one of the things that stood out especially to me in these verses was that when we're talking about cardio-spiritual resuscitation, it mentions here something very, very important. It talks about praying. Very crucial and very important in our work. Now, when we're talking about CPR, talk about success rates. Very low, actually. They tell me that the average CPR success rate out on the street is about 10%. So what it is, about 10%. In hospital, the number's about double because they have more skilled personnel and they have other things right there to help. But those are the success rates. I'm like, wow, that's low. But when I look at cardio-spiritual resuscitation, you know, what are the success rates? Unfortunately, we're dealing with a lot of the same numbers. Now, there's one thing that I can brag about, and that is my success rate in CPR. I have 100% success rate. And I'm not sure, I must be intimidating, or maybe was, I don't know, you'll have to judge that one. But we had just had our CPR training, this was years ago. And this was back in the day when they used to, first of all, like CPR, the first thing was look at the airways. Next was to give rescue breathing, and then on to actually stimulating the heart. That nowadays has changed because they basically don't include rescue breathing as a general thing. It's more just stimulating the heart. That's what they do nowadays. That's the general guidance. So we had just had training. A whole bunch of us had done training. And this was when I was at a VS unit, and so I was going to work. I was walking down through, and at a house just a little further down is where the majority of the girls lived. And as I was going through, here she comes out. And she didn't realize that she's going to come and walk right in front of me, just the way it worked. And so I could see she was a little bit nervous walking in front of me. And kept on walking a little bit, went around a corner, and there was a big juniper bush there, and she takes off running. Takes off running down across the church parking lot. And at the edge of the parking lot, there were some railroad ties, and she trips across the railroad tie and smacked herself flat across the concrete. But she jumps up, runs around the church, and walks on down to her work. I found out later that she ended up, I saw her walking normally to down there. But she actually woke up when she walked in her place of work and ran into a tree. That's how bad she was off. But here's where CPR comes in. When she fell down across that concrete, she had one thought. Timo saw me. Timo knows CPR. And that was enough to resurrect her off of that concrete. So I can at least, I've never performed CPR. I've never had to. But at least knowledge at least has helped me, and I have 100% success rate. Now, when we're talking about cardiospiritual resuscitation, we're talking about Christ's work. And Christ's work is our work. I'd like for us to turn to Isaiah. This later, Jesus actually talked about this, and he actually read this passage or portions of it one time when he was in the synagogue. Isaiah 61, I'll begin to read there in verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old wastes, and they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. That's what Christ came to do. And that is also what he has passed on to us to continue doing. To bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives, opening of prison to them that are bound, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. You know, those are messy things. CSR is messy. It is. It really is. And it also can be painful. I'd like for us to turn to Hebrews yet. Hebrews chapter 12. Starting to read in verse 11. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. No chastening for the present seemeth joyous. And if we're going to help people that are struggling, if we're going to help people who have backslidden, if we're going to help people who have not been converted, it's not going to be easy. It's going to hurt. And we're going to have to tell them the truth. We're not going to be able to fancy foot around the realities of life and where they find themselves at present. You know, I know of someone who was doing CPR, and the person he was working on said, "Ouch." Well, that was clear indication of life, I'll say that. You know, they had it had done what it was supposed to do. And I'm sure that kind of thing could be a little bit intimidating. And it's that way in CSR as well. It can be intimidating to have to tell people those things which they're going to ouch about. But it's our duty. And it was interesting for me, and I quote, says, talking about CPR, it says, "Deep, vigorous compressions might break ribs on a full-grown adult. Still, the American Heart Association believes saving a person's life is more important than a few cracked ribs." Fascinating. And when we're doing CSR, same thing. We can't fancy foot around the things that are actually going on in their hearts, in our hearts as well. Why? Because spiritual death is an emergency. It is. It really is. And so that's why we can't fancy foot around the issues. Now, I'd like for us to remember, you know, we are not the life givers. When you perform CPR on someone and they resuscitate, we didn't give the life. All we did was facilitate life. In the same way in the spiritual realm, you know, we are here to facilitate life. We're here to encourage. We're here to stimulate spiritual life in others. And I'd like to end with this. "Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed." The Lord bless you.